Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Happy Reformation Sunday, everyone. It's the day. This is our day. With Lutheran in the name, as I said before, it's undeniable that we should pull out all the stops in some fashion to celebrate the Reformation. I love Reformation Sunday, even though all we do really is just change the colors and do our favorite hymns, but it's an awesome day. I love it because Lutherans and Lutherans have this day to themselves. We sing those triumphant and militant hymns. It's great. We have great pride in it. But a lot of my joy in the Reformation comes from my time at the seminary, because as you might expect, we spared no expense in celebrating the Reformation. Even though I know the rest of the world doesn't really care as much, and October 31st for them is really Halloween, but we can at least take a Sunday to remember the many good things that came from Luther, from the Reformers, and from our Christian heritage. Reformation's a fun day, especially for us Lutherans. We dress up in red. We do all the things. It would be a disservice to not call attention to the Sunday that we celebrate. And what makes it a lot more fun, I think, is the readings from our text today, especially from John. It's a familiar kind of language to it. You almost feel like you've heard it before, but never would associate it with John's gospel. Or you would, but the truth will set you free. I don't know if I'm making it up, but I feel like I've heard that in movies, or that people would say that the truth will set you free. Give me the truth. And for us who celebrate the Reformation, how important is that for us? That the 503 years, I think we said, of the Lutheran Church, after the truth had set us free from all the tyranny and the oppression of the 16th century Catholic Church, we love the truth and we love freedom. We love how the truth has freed us from the bonds of this slavery, of these authorities that would tell us what to do in misguided ways. And Luther showed us, in some sense, how you can tell people that not to mess with me. A you can do what you want mentality, almost. And Luther, of course, began this crusade because the Catholic Church of the 16th century was repressing the gospel, right? Repressing the truth of Christ, who comes to set us free, that we are not judged by our works, but we are judged by grace, and God shows grace to us. And as the Reformation surged, our fathers of Lutheranism continued this freedom, this truth, preaching and teaching this truth, moving away and branching from the church in Rome. And some suggest that Luther himself was the father of not only a new denomination, but a forefather to the Enlightenment, right? An Enlightenment where freedom and truth would be expounded even into greater and bigger and newer ideas. And this sort of truth and freedom is exactly that extended to a place that we live today, United States of America, right? Practically, all of us being Americans, American freedom is of great importance for us. We were not going to be dictated by the rule and authority of some other entity that bent the truth or tried to bound our freedoms from an ocean away. No, Americans fought and died to bring about the truth and freedom to all, to promote human well-being and life together. Our forefathers penned down the importance of truth and what that means for our freedom. It's this emphasis on the truth and on freedom that is the American way, that we look back at our history and how it evolved to bring about more that we enjoy. This Sunday of the Reformation, we live in undoubtedly the most prosperous time of our human history. Sure, even in the midst of a pandemic, many of us can feel somewhat safe and secure or a little comfortable. Even those of us who might be a little more cautious and careful because of the things going on around us, we can still feel relatively secure in our home and with our family. We enjoy so many benefits of what our fathers from the Reformation fought for in promoting the truth and freedom. We receive benefits from what our fathers from American history fought and died for in pursuit of the truth and bringing about freedom to everyone. So when we look at John chapter 8, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Maybe you're like me and can't help but be like, yes, the truth has set us free. And look where it has taken us. The freest, the most prosperous people. Look at what our fathers have done. Look how they have expounded the truth. It's a wonderful thing. And despite the troubles going on around us, it's a wonderful time we live in. I wouldn't want to live in any other time. We can be quite proud. The unfortunate thing, though, is that there's a temptation to think we know who we are because of the goodness we received. If we just look to ourselves for the truth, and in that way, the truth that we find within ourselves will set us free, that everything has become so personal and self-dependent, you could say, well, we're independent. We're free from others telling us what to do and believe. We're free to pave our own path, right? To pursue our own dreams. We're free to love who we want and free to do what we want. And why are we free to do these things? Well, it's because don't we have the truth? And the truth has set us free. The truth that I've been endowed with rights by my Creator for life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Isn't that the truth? That I'm not bound by others' authority to others' wills, but my own. I'm free. Isn't that what John's talking about? Isn't that what we're told? What we're grown up with? Isn't that what Jesus is all about? Well, I'm not too sure, as you might imagine. Before our reading in John chapter 8, Jesus is dealing with the Jewish people and the Jewish leaders over the concern of his own authority to preach and teach to these people, to talk about God's truth. But just before this passage, Jesus claimed to be the light of the world in chapter 8, the one revealing the truth of God and what that means for the world. And he teaches again that he'll be going away and will be in the moment when he is lifted up, that they will know who he is as the one whom the Father sent. And it's then we reach our passage today. Jesus is talking to the Jews who remained and believed all that he said. These Jewish people have remained and believe what he has said. And he says to them, "If you abide in my word, you truly are my disciples, and you will know the truth. And the truth will set you free." And of course, the Jewish people were quick to answer because they're following him. They believe in him. And they know that they're offsprings of Abraham. They're God's people. We don't need to be free from anything. So how can you say that we will be free? Now, these are people that truly trust in Abraham and the law because they're thinking of something completely different because they've been enslaved in exile and everything. But they still believe they are free because of what Abraham and the fathers have given them. We're offsprings. And then Jesus tells them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house, but the son does. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are offspring of Abraham, and you want to kill me because my word has no place for you. I speak of what I have seen from my father, and that is the truth, and you do what you have heard from your father." What is he saying there? Why would he say that? Why does he jump to sin after they bring up the fact that they are free because of the offspring of Abraham? Well, it's because it's what he says at the end there. "I speak of what I have seen from my father, that is the truth. And you do what you have heard from your father." Maybe the Reformation can be a dangerous day for us who call ourselves Lutherans. Because looking towards our fathers before us can be dangerous because the temptation for us is to, I guess, follow them. to follow a prominent and influential figure, a good speaker, or even a good person. And Jesus says in response to these Jewish people who trust and follow Abraham and their forefathers, that those who practice sin are a slave to sin. So I guess he's saying Abraham and the people of Israel who followed afterwards are sinful? I guess Jesus seems to think that is the case. Because, well, the thing about sin is that sin doesn't care about who you are, why you're here, where you're going, or what church or nation you belong to. Sin doesn't care about your job, about your spouse, about your children. Sin, death, and the devil really only care about one thing, and that is, who is your master? Whom do you follow? All the good that came out of the reformers, from Luther, from the Lutheran Church, from the founding of America, even all the good things and programs that we do here at St. Timothy, they're not your inalienable right. It's not yours or mine, inherited from a monk in Wittenberg or a signer of the Declaration of Independence. Your freedom is not given to you by people who fought against the tyranny of England. Your freedom is not a privilege for being American. It's only Christ that gives freedom, true freedom. It's only Christ who can really make you free. Because, well, you know as well as I do that the truth is not always a happy and joyous occasion. The truth can often make us realize we're not in control of a situation. Whether it be learning the truth that you're not needed at your job, hearing the truth that your friend or family member betrayed you, or receiving the news of a loved one passing away. Too often the truth actually sounds like it limits you and binds you to a certain situation. The truth is not so easy to swallow. It doesn't bring about the freedom we hoped for. The truth, more often than not, can be painful and hard to hear. Especially if you follow the news lately. We continue to be in divisive times. And maybe many of you fear what will come this election day. What new and crazy thing one side or the other will try to tell you is the truth, and that if you follow them and continue to support, they will continue to propagate your freedom. The church is no stranger to that. There's many churches that differ in the truth. Just take a drive around the area. You'll find a plethora of churches that claim the Reformation, with different denominational affiliation claiming the truth. We even see that difference and division in our own families. So how do you know if you're being told the truth? And how can you know if you're truly free? You see, because we do not follow our fathers, we do not follow our forefathers like Washington, Jefferson. We don't follow Trump or Luther. We can't follow them because they can misguide us. Our master is not the men of the Reformation. Our master is not the leaders of our nation. Our assurance cannot be found in our teachers, not in our pastors, our bosses, or even in our friends. I mean, sure, okay? Your pastors, your educators, your friends and loved ones, they speak true things, and they show you true actions and give you an example. But what they speak and what they do is all because of Christ. They are good to follow because they follow Christ. They are good to hear because they point to Christ. And that's really the point. We follow Christ alone. He is our way. He is the way that we follow when we see a good and faithful Christian who follows Christ himself. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. We follow him, and it's in his abiding word that we receive the truth. It's not that our fathers, the people over us, the person we respect, the authorities we have, that it's not that they don't speak true things, but the truth that Christ speaks in our text is found in his words, his life, and his work. He makes a word of promise to you. It's in Christ's words that bring about the Holy Spirit and creates life in you. It's his words that the people rejected, and they put him to death, death on the cross. The man who speaks about bringing freedom is unable to free himself. How is that freedom? The truth is that the freedom that Christ brings is not one that is so obvious to us. It's not some sort of American sense of freedom. It's not some sort of worldly sense that we can do what we want or we're not bound by anyone, we don't have to listen to anyone. But the freedom Christ gives is one in which we follow Christ and we're bound to him. We're a slave to him, no longer a slave to sin. It's true that Christ is the one that brings freedom. And it's because on the third day, God raised him from the dead. To be a servant and slave to Christ is nothing to be ashamed of, because Christ is good and he loves. And to be under his care and protection, Christ will break away the bounds of death, the shackles of sin, and crushes the head of Satan. The same devil who seeks to convince you of a different sort of freedom, to follow someone else, to follow a different idea, to follow anything else. But Christ comes in and breaks you from that so that you follow him and receive his truth. And then you are truly free. In the gospel account of Luke, I know I'm switching from John to Luke, but in Luke, the resurrection account I like a lot, because there's this scene where it's John and Peter rushing to the tomb. And they get to the tomb and they see that it's empty, of course. They heard it was empty. And then there's two messengers, an angel. And the angel says to them, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He isn't here. He is risen." I like that picture a lot, because a lot of times we're tempted, and I myself find that I am looking for the living among the dead because I want to follow and listen to anyone else that can give me some sense of truth so that I can feel comfortable and secure with the way I am living, with the way I am acting. Even sometimes our Christian brothers and sisters can lead us astray, not because they want to, not because they're seeking some sort of way to misguide you, but it's because they do want to help. And to follow things of the creation will only lead us to death. But when our brothers and sisters, we're filled with Christ and we follow him, then we receive the truth and we are truly living and we receive that eternal life. So to look for the living among the dead is to not be in Christ. But Christ comes and he is raised from the dead. He comes and brings you that truth today. Even though it may seem that your freedom is one way, that the truth is not so clear, that you think the Savior is dead and his body removed, Jesus comes this Reformation Sunday, calling you by name in the waters of baptism. He reassures you again at this table that he has given you his body and blood for the forgiveness of sins, and claims you again and again with his truth that you are his and you will be raised. Your forefathers are not the leaders of the nation or the church. Your master is not sin, death, or the devil. Your father is his father. Your God is his God. You follow Christ because he calls you. Jesus Christ is our Lord and Master, and it's in His truth that we are truly free. Jesus Christ has set you free. And now, in that freedom, we can truly celebrate this Reformation Sunday. And we can go from here and show love to our neighbor, to speak the truth in love, to set them right before God so that they might be free also. Free in the risen Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all